Neighborhood Watch by Jesse Goldberg Strassler. Leslie was deeply invested in a wonderfully terrible novel when the piercing rhythms of a car alarm ripped into her concentration. She twisted around on the couch, propped one arm upon an upper cushion for leverage, and shielded her eyes against the sun. Phil's voice carried from the kitchen. "Is that the Monsalve's car? Sounds like it's across the street." Her eyes adjusted, and she spotted the sedan making the ruckus, its headlights flashing conspicuously. Two athletic young people stood at the driver's side door, one waving his arms in frustration. "Phil, who was it that moved into the Kilmer's house?" "The Watts or Wilkes family, something like that. Watts, I think. Tony and Katie Monsalve met them when they moved in. Nice folks, apparently." Leslie leaned toward the window with increasing interest. "It's their car. Come here, you'll enjoy this." The sound of rushing water ceased, and her husband emerged from the kitchen, sleeves rolled up, soap suds freshly decorating his beard. Leslie tossed a pillow at him. He swatted it aside, striking a martial arts pose. "Quickest dishwashing hands in the county," he jabbed, joining her at the couch. "They still haven't shut it off? What's the problem?" "They don't know how," said Leslie, amused. She placed a bookmark into her novel, set it aside, and lounged comfortably against the top of the couch, in prime spectating position. The young man's face was bright red as he jumped in and out of the driver's seat, doing everything he could think of, working the lock, pushing buttons, and turning the car on and off. The young woman leaned against the passenger side, hands over her ears, her face white, her gaze flitting everywhere about the street. Leslie and Phil reflexively ducked out of sight, met chagrined gazes, and broke into laughter. "That's exactly the reason not to have a car alarm," said Leslie, arching her back against the couch. "It causes you a world of trouble whenever it goes off, and when does it ever actually stop someone from stealing your car? It's not even as bad as it used to be. Remember when everyone's car had those touch-sensitive alarms?" "Leaves," reminisced Phil. "Nothing could set those alarms off like a falling leaf or acorn." "Purses," said Leslie, swinging from your shoulder as you walked past, on your way through a crowded parking lot. "Paper boys," said Phil. "When I delivered the newspaper, I hated those car alarms more than dogs. I managed to set off every car with a touch-sensitive alarm on my way through my route. That was at 5 in the morning, you know. Everyone in the neighborhood knew when their morning paper had arrived." The two of them sat there, backs against the couch, legs weaved together, listening to the shriek of the car alarm continue. Phil leaned in close, touching forehead to forehead. "Agent Hollander, do you wish to maintain surveillance?" She gave him a quick peck, brushed some soap from his beard, and slowly brought her head upward, putting the blaring car back into view. "Mr. Watts is still trying to figure it out on his own," she marveled. "He's underneath the hood now. Mrs. Watt, Mary, I think," said Phil. "The husband's Bill. Mary's trying to convince him to give it up." Phil put his chin on his wife's shoulder. "Embarrassing for him, eh? Embarrassing for both of them. Do you think there's something we should do? Go out and offer our assistance? Call a mechanic?" "Call 911, cracked Phil, "and report them for stealing their own car. There's a welcome to the neighborhood for you." "Vetoed," said Leslie. "Cruel and unusual punishment. No neighbor hazing. This isn't college." She paused thoughtfully. "I wonder if the Monsalves are watching, too." Sliding back down to the carpet, she brought out her phone and dialed their friends. "Hi, Katie. Are you home?" she whispered to Phil. "Not home. Out to dinner with Tony's parents." Phil shook his head in mock sympathy. "They're missing a fine show. All you can see of Bill Witt right now are his feet." "It's the Watts, Katie. Their car..." "Who?" "Oh, the Witts. That's who I meant." She elbowed Phil in the side. "It's their car and..." "What, Katie?" "Yes, exactly. That's their car alarm going off. They don't know how to silence it. That's the reason I'm calling. Can you hear it?" "You can hear it, can't you?" "That's why I'm having to shout. Bill Watt is doing everything he can, but it's not turning off. You'd love it. It's terrific entertainment. Phil and I are watching." "He got it," broke in Phil, standing up and pumping his fist. Sure enough, the air was once again still, though their ears still throbbed. "Katie, what did you say? The alarm's off now. I can hear you better." "There they go," said Phil proudly, offering a mock salute. "In the battle of man versus car alarm, man has triumphed." "Katie, the Witts are what?" Leslie grabbed for her husband's arm. "The Witts are out of town for the weekend?" Phil froze, mid-salute.